What's up, y'all? This is Mitch Lowry, and you are listening to the Fully Fit Podcast. I know it's been a little bit of time since my last episode, so I'm excited to get back in with this one. I'm joined by Mary Sorma, who is the head trainer at Tremont Athletic Club, and we get to talking all about this whole COVID-19 situation, workouts, diet, stress, you name it, it's covered in this episode. So I am certain that you guys are going to learn something and take away some things that hopefully will help you out throughout this time. And yeah, hope you enjoy.
This is the Fully Fit Podcast. I haven't done an episode in who knows how long. But I'm joined today with Mary Sorma from Tremont Athletic Club. Mary, if you want to say a little what's up and just greet everybody listening.
What's going on?
Thank you for tuning in. And I'm super excited to dive into today because, you know, with everything going on right now, we've had, 2 weeks, 3 weeks of just craziness going on. And I think, you know, it's time that we start to talk about what's good and what's not, what's floating around out there, what we're seeing, and just dive into all of that. So, Mary, go ahead. For those of you, like the people who don't know you, you were on an episode before, but if you want to just touch on like who you are and what you do and just kind of talk about that for a second.
Sure. So I am the head trainer at Tremont Athletic Club. We're a full service gym in Cleveland, Ohio. I have been training now for over 10 years. My bread and butter is in-person training, and my specialty, I would say, is just your average busy professional who is trying to get in shape or trying to stay in shape. I don't really specialize in like sports performance or anything like that. I specialize in your general population, just looking to stay active, feel better, be healthy. And I really like to teach clients a moderation lifestyle of, you know, it's okay to slack sometimes on your workouts and your diet, and it's okay sometimes to go really hard depending on your goals. My goals are your goals, but my overall goal is for you to make this a lifestyle, to make exercising and eating right part of your everyday and part of your life. So right now, with not being able to see my clients, I'm trying to get creative with virtual training. Mitch and I are talking on Zoom, and I've been training people on Zoom now for the past couple weeks. Still miss seeing, you know, face-to-face, but we're making the best we can. We're putting out workouts on our website and on our Instagram, like so many are, which is very saturated right now. So just trying to kind of keep people motivated, which is really hard in this, you know, what we're going through right now.
Yeah. And to touch on like what you were just saying, you know, I'm very similar in the same approach with clients, and you know, I'm trying to maintain everything that I can do with clients right now, whether it's talking on the phone, FaceTiming, Zoom calls, virtual programming on TrueCoach. Like I'm using a lot of different technology tools just to keep up doing what we can do. And, you know, obviously most people listening to this probably are going to understand that right now the coronavirus, like shutdown kind of deal. But just kind of put it out there in case, you know, people don't know, but,
but if they've been in isolation and they don't know,
they've been living under that rock for a few weeks.
You're right. Exactly.
They're like, the world shut down. What? Weird.
Yeah, wait a minute. There was some, there was some Hollywood person that was on like a meditation retreat. Did you see that? And came out and had like no idea. They're like, wait a minute, what? There's a virus? And I'm like, oh God, the first world problems.
I read a post like the other day. It said something like, the year is 2010 and a time traveler comes back and tells you that in 2020, like, this is what's happening. And you're just like, there's no way. It's like, nope, that's where we're at today. So, times are crazy. For just like touching up on it. What was it? Officially like 2 weeks ago, we got the shutdown from the state that gyms are not allowed to be open. And then now it's basically all non-essential businesses are closed. for the time being. And we are going to be doing this for another month now. So it's time to buckle up and get comfy. Mary, just from like conversation with clients and stuff, what have you heard and what is like the overall sense from people of just like where they're at and just kind of what they're dealing with?
Everybody has had a very common denominator. Of course, anxiety is high, all-time high, stress levels, all-time high, motivation, all-time low. You know, they're putting a lot of stress on things that, in my opinion, we have bigger fish to fry and worry about, but they're still being bombarded with, I should be working out more, I should be eating better, I should be cooking more, I should be better with my routine, I should, you know, do this, this, and this. And it's all this pressure on themselves on top of a lot of other pressures with what's going on in the world. And I said to you in the beginning, you know, life is not normal right now. And if you're still going about with your workouts and your eating and your routine like normal, then you're a sociopath. Something is wrong. Life is not normal right now. And the biggest thing I wanted to hammer out to my clients is you need to give yourself some grace. You need to take a step back and realize it is okay that you are not, you know, eating how you normally eat. You're not working out how you normally work out. And what can I do that is a little thing every day to help you? As a coach right now, my focus so much isn't on, let me give you another home workout full of, you know, lunges and squat jumps and push-ups and whatnot. My thing is to dig deeper because I feel like a healthy mind is a healthy body follows. Our number one priority should be mental stress right now. And the overall thing with my clients is their mental health is not doing well right now. I mean, even ours, like we talked about it before we started recording about, you know, motivation. Yeah, it's been hard. You know, we are creatures that are built on routine. Our job to be successful as a trainer is built on routine. Waking up extremely early, being there, motivating your clients, having that afternoon break to get your own workout, to get your food, back in the evening, routine, boom. That's been our routine for years now. And that just got completely thrown out the window for 2 weeks ago. So kind of learning, okay, well, what can I do now? Now that I don't have to wake up at, you know, 5 and go train people and I don't have that afternoon break that I know that I'm built in to work out, that I have that. Really just the overall thing as my long-winded thing would be mental health is suffering.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things that I'm sensing from a lot of people, it depends on everybody's circumstance, obviously, with like with work. I know some people are blessed and can work from home and it's just like, you know, they have a normal 9-to-5 still. They're just at home doing it. Some people, you know, like us, we're like, we don't have the same work anymore. You know, some people are filing for unemployment. Some people are like, I don't know how I'm going to pay rent this month. So there's definitely a lot of different circumstances kind of floating around. But, you know, the one thing that I really wanted to poke your brain about was just something that we touched on a little bit the other day. And, you know, with everything floating around right now, with all the uncertainty, with all the craziness, you know, like we're not infectious disease experts or anything like that. Like we're not going to sit here and try and talk about some virus, but we are fitness professionals and we are able to help people in times of need. Especially now, like you said, you know, there's a mental component that comes into play that might not have been there before. And there's a lot changing right now. We do good with change. We know how to coach people through change and we know how to help people whenever they're facing tribulations or anything that, you know, challenges them to the point where it's hard. And so things I wanted to touch on today, really just diving into how to really navigate through this time. You know, like I said before, we're going to be stuck here in social distancing till April 30th at least. I don't foresee gyms opening anytime before then. So, for people who have been working out and stuff, you know, it's been about 2 weeks of this now. I know I'm finding certain things that are coming up for me. So I know other people are as well. And so I kind of wanted to, you know, bounce some stuff off of you. I know I always jokingly say like, we're like the same person. We just are different coaches. So I know we share a lot of the same beliefs, but my real four things that I wanted to touch on today were diet, workout, sleep, and stress. I think a lot of that just encompasses all of the things we'll talk about and just the importance of each one of those. So I'll go ahead and toss it over to you, Miss Hashtag Eat Real Food. What do you feel like people should be focusing on with their food right now?
Okay, so food right now is a very touchy subject because, like you said, a lot of people don't really even know when their next paycheck is coming. So I think that is a big thing that a lot of people are dealing with. There's a lot of stress going on with that. So stress eating, it's at an all-time high, and that is okay. Food is fuel, but food is also comfort. It is so deep-rooted in our culture. Think about big celebrations. They're revolved around food. They're this. Food brings some element of happiness. Right now, we are in a constant, you know, mental state of fight or flight. Our bodies are overwhelmed with stress hormones right now. So we might be eating more carbs or more fat or what we don't normally eat on a regular basis. And I want people to know that that is okay. If your coach is telling you, you need to still hit your macros, you need to still, you know, weigh this out, you still need to worry about weight loss or weight gain or whatnot, I think that there's a lot of unnecessary stress going on right now with that. There are bigger fish to fry. How about what can we do that adds something good into it? So say you want to make a big ass pot of mac and cheese, do that. Okay, what frozen vegetables do you have in your freezer that you can throw in there? Because I know broccoli and some mac and cheese is good. I know, you know, throwing some onion in there, throwing some garlic. Just, I want people to get out of that mindset of like, oh my God, I might gain some weight, the COVID-15 or the, you know, I've been stress eating chips or whatnot. Okay, that's fine. You might be doing that, but what good can you throw into it? So what I started to do on my Instagram is just a simple challenge every day, an Eat Real Food challenge. And they're easy, you know, like throw veggies. What piece of fruit are you eating today? Okay, go drink your coffee outside today. Fresh air, sunshine. I think that people are putting a lot of stress on their diet right now, when right now it's not the time and place for it. Like you even touched about your mom being like, I wish I could just lose 10 pounds. And you're like, Mom, what does that matter right now? Like our health is what we should be worried about right now, not 10 pounds. Not am I going to gain 5 pounds? Am I eating too many carbs? Am I eating unnecessary stress that we're putting on? Somebody else wrote me, like we said yesterday, we asked people, hey, what do you want us to hit on this podcast? And somebody wrote about the jokes that are going on about it. And people with eating disorders are suffering a lot right now. There's a lot, food can be triggering for a lot of people. And I think right now being in their home and whatnot, it is probably a very triggering thing for them. So there's bigger fish to fry than, you know, gaining a couple pounds or eating more carbs than usual or not eating enough vegetables, whatnot. Also, let's talk about food makes you feel good. So there's good hormones released, you know, when you eat sugar, when you eat carbs, when you eat that, there's that sugar that, you know, released in your brain. So of course our bodies are going to crave that right now, at a time that we're feeling a little low and down.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. I think there's unnecessary pressures that I don't know if they've just been, I think we touched on it before, but like societal pressures that we just naturally do, you know, whether it's like, oh, I have to lose weight. Well, who says you have to lose weight? Oh, society. That's right. Yeah. So it's like, we carry these society, these influences that society has on us. We're carrying those into a situation that doesn't call for society to actually influence us. You know, right now, like you said, our top priority is health. It's staying healthy. It's staying away from people so that we don't spread a disease. And it's just keeping ourselves in a state where we're thriving as much as we can. And I think, you know, there's so many factors that go into just the food side of things. Like, you know, I went to the grocery store a week ago or so, and like all of the food was picked over. So how am I supposed to eat, you know, everything that I want to eat when everything's picked over. Well, it's not going to happen. You have to just make it work with what you have.
Yes.
And, you know, I think we kind of touched on it before we started recording, but just like, you know, if there's a time to eat some food and to like actually get some calories in you and, you know, feel good, now's the time. Because what's going to happen after this? Everybody's going to come out of this. We're all going to want to go hit it hard at the gym. We're all going to want to eat healthy. We're all going to want to get back in our routine. Yes. And that's going to be the time when people are going to cut down. And guess what? When you go on a cut, you need to have your hormones in check. And the best time to do that is when you're sitting here and you don't have to worry about it. You know, nobody's around right now in a bathing suit flashing their body off to anybody. So it's like, who cares if I gain 5 pounds? Like, I don't, you know, if I'm happy and if, it's like, if I'm sitting at home and I'm in my sweats, like nobody's going to know. And why should I even feel bad about that? I don't really have to. So, I think society is just crushing us right now with our
agree. And a lot of people, you know, when they're dieting, when they're cutting, whatnot, you are compromising your immune system because you're depleted. You're in a depleted state. Like you said, your hormones aren't in check. You're in a depleted state. Why do you want to do that right now when our big thing is, like I said, health and immune health, especially, why aren't we looking at things that we can put into our diet to help our health rather than let's take out that, you know, deprivation mindset? And it's a really weird thing too right now that you talk about, you know, you went to the store and things were picked over. Our minds are in a constant battle, I feel, right now between a hoarding mentality and a scarceness mentality. So that puts a lot of, you know, other pressures on us as well. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know, the next time I'm going to go to the store, should I hoard 50 pounds of chicken breasts? No, you probably shouldn't. You just get what you need. Moving on. There's no need to right now worry about excess, but there isn't a need right now to worry about depriving yourself.
Totally. And I'll let that kind of transition over into the stress side of things. So, you know, if you're anywhere not under a rock right now, you have been watching the news, you've been getting updates every day, you know, you're seeing a lot of what's going on in the world, and naturally with big change comes big stress. And so let's talk about some stress navigation here. So going back to, you know, mental health and going back to just like keeping everybody sane in this time, what are some ways that you're finding for yourself and for your clients from a stress standpoint that you feel like could help them?
Honestly, getting outside, fresh air is helping me big time. I am very lucky that I live in a neighborhood that's walkable. So I have a dog. Getting out, walking her, being out in my yard, putzing around there, and also breathing exercises, you know, deep breathing. I like doing box breathings, which is 4 counts in through your mouth, hold for 4 counts, blow out through your nose for time. You're kind of feeling yourself tighten up that tension, whatnot. So deep breathing in there. I also just simple things like burning candles in my house, making the ambiance a little more cozy, sitting at the end of the day with some warm drink and a heating pad, a candle going, and turning off the news. I think bombarding myself with the news constantly the first couple weeks really led to a lot of unneeded stress. You know, I know it's bad. Everybody knows it's bad. This is a war, yes. But being constantly bombarded by those messages did nothing but stress me out more. So just taking those breaks, not only breaks from the news, but breaks from my phone. We're all buried in our phone now more than ever. So I have a hard shutoff time of 8:30. So sorry if you text me or message me after 8:30 and I don't get back to you. Trying to really implement a hard shutoff time with that.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. I myself, like, getting outside has been huge for me. I've started running a little bit more now, which I didn't do before, but kind of looking at it as, you know, what can I do versus like, oh, what can I not do right now? like, well, I can get outside and breathe some fresh air and like really just get, like, get away from the screens, get away from like just sitting in the house, you know, like we're all inside all day right now. So right. The more that we can get outside, the better. Even if it's cold, it's like, it doesn't matter, man. Put a coat on, you know,
put a coat on. We're good. We're from Ohio. We know. And like, right. Can I also say, I have a very different perspective too, especially when it comes to stress, because my fiance is a first responder. So he is dealing with stress that I can't even imagine, but he's also dealing with the general society stress of suicides are up, that he's been on suicide calls, overdoses and alcohol abuse is back up because people don't have those group meetings, those 12-step programs that they usually have. You know, that is, society is dealing with that stress. So perspective, I don't have those issues of, you know, alcohol addiction or drug abuse or, you know, suicidal thoughts, but a lot of people are struggling with that. So just my perspective of being able to say, wow, I'm in a great place. I have a safe home. I have a safe place. I'm not stuck in my home. I'm safe in my home. I'm not being asked to go to war. I'm being asked to sit at home. So really kind of shifting my mindset has been helping me a lot as well too.
Yeah, totally. That's something I think a lot of people haven't really given too much thought of. It's just like the other things that we could be facing right now that maybe you're not facing. But like you said, like, you know, if you're somebody who struggles with an addiction, if you're somebody who struggles with, you know, suicidal thoughts or depression or anything like that, like there are things that are going to be elevated throughout this time that are not just like dealing with this COVID-19 thing. And, you know, I mean, myself, like I'm getting stir crazy in the house. I know, like yesterday I was sitting here and I'm just like, I was in a funk. It was like, man, this is not good, you know? And I had to like break myself out of that by doing some good things. But, you know, we can all get into that place right now where, you know, maybe you don't experience depression, but maybe right now it might be coming on a little bit more for you, or, you know, anxiety's through the roof right now for you. Like, those are the other things that I don't think a lot of people are often thinking of. And so it's not only all about us, it's about other people as well. That's something I've been encouraging my clients to do a ton, is just check in with people throughout the week. Oh, like, you know, if you haven't heard from somebody or if you haven't seen them posting on social media or something, like reach out, tell them, hey, I miss you. Like, you'd be so surprised how far that goes. And
big time.
It's in a time where we're not getting a lot of human interaction and a lot of human connection through like face to face, sometimes it's those like little things that just matter so much. Like somebody reaching out and saying, hey, like, just wanted to say hi to you. Like, you matter enough to me for that to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's what I think we're getting a lot more. We're seeing a lot more of now, as people are like extending, like, hey, I miss you. Hey, I haven't heard from you. People are starting to understand just how much that actually matters.
Yeah, humans, we crave social interaction. We're social beings from the beginning of time. We're social beings. So like you said, just that simple reaching out, or just even, you know, sending a joke, a recipe, something to somebody might make their entire day, FaceTime or what, like what we're doing right now, Zoom, like that. Hey, do you want to have a virtual, you know, happy hour or coffee date, or, you know, hey, I'm about to eat lunch. Can I Zoom you right now so you're not eating alone? Or whatnot, just that, like you said, checking in. And I mean, we're seeing good things come out of this too. Like everybody in Italy on the balcony is singing, and, you know, the neighborhood parades for people. And so there, as bad as it is, there are good things coming out for, you know, human mankind right now. Actually, I will say a cool story that actually happened to Keith and I. This was before the restaurant shut down. We have our favorite pizza place here. It's a little mom and pop shop. So before the last day, before we knew, you know, you're not going to be able to go out anymore, we said, we're going to go in and we're going to tip them well, and we're going to enjoy a last night out. So we go in, we're the only people in this little restaurant, and a guy comes in and he's ordering, and he's sitting, you know, far back. And I kind of looked, and he said, I'm just trying to keep my social distance. I said, oh no. So we sparked up conversation with him, and he was getting carry out. So we sat there and we were leaving, as he was leaving, I'm sorry. he looks at us and he said, just by the way, you know that you guys don't have a tab. And we're like, what are you talking about? He goes, right now, all we can do is pass it on to humankind. We need that more than ever. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's so right. Like, we just need to uplift everybody right now, put everything aside and look out for each other. And that happened, gosh, what, now we're in lockdown. So that had happened about 3 weeks ago. And that's something that I just keep trying to remind myself, you know, pass it on and be there for your fellow mankind.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's like, you know, I think the war that a lot of people are facing right now is whether to go internal or go external. And that brings a lot of stress because, like, I know, like myself, for instance, I'm a very internal being. I do really well just doing my own thing, doing my own stuff, not reaching out to people. But then I find myself in a funk and it's like, oh, it's because I need social interaction. I need people that love on me and stuff. And it's like, you know, some people are the opposite. Some people are like going out, calling all their friends and calling all their people, and you know, but they're not taking a minute to check in with themselves and just like get that alone time. And so I think just like before we like move on with the stress, it's like, you know, one of the things that I found for myself that I hope other people can apply to is just like utilizing a schedule. And I don't want it to be like where you have to schedule out your whole day. But if you schedule things in your calendar of like, hey, I'm going to do an hour of reading, or I'm going to do an hour of texting my friends, or like just setting out and doing those things in a strategic manner, it just holds you accountable in a way that like it forces you to do something that you probably wouldn't do otherwise. Because we all know we'd probably sit on the couch and watch Tiger King. We'd probably, you know, scroll through Facebook or scroll through Instagram or whatever. And then the next thing you know, it's 10 o'clock at night and you got to go to bed. So, you know, having those things in your calendar, it seems very weird sometimes if you're not used to doing that. But in times like this, it's very weird in general. So yes, scheduling things and having an accountability system for yourself to do something productive, I think that helps so much with stress, just because of, you know, if you don't do something like that, you just end up lollygagging through the day. And next thing you know, you're like, man, I feel like a turd. I haven't done anything all day.
Yeah. So to actually hit on that, what I did for myself, and this was, so after we found out the gym's closed, I took a couple days where I drank wine and I felt sorry for myself and I cried and I, you know, then I got out of my funk. I was like, okay, this isn't the end of the world. Okay. This is just a bump in the road, a little deviation for your path. But I'm like you, where it's like, if I am left to my own demise, it's 10 o'clock and I just binged on Tiger King and here we go. So I made a list for myself that every day, no matter how big or small, I have to do one thing in it, or I can do more, but at least one thing. And that is home. So any project that I'm working on in my house, my personal health, whether that's, you know, exercising, cooking, calling a friend, you know, meditating, anything like that, reading. Something for work. So right now, sure, gyms are closed, but there's a lot of stuff we can be doing for our clients, and there's a lot of stuff we can be doing for our members to help them. And then something for my continuing education, because always learning, that's just something that I can't let go idle. So hitting something, no matter how big or small, in one of those categories every day has really helped me get out of a funk.
That's really awesome. Yeah, I wrote a blog actually a month or two ago about like how you can be successful in anything. And it's doing things like that where you're setting yourself up for success and you're looking at what can I do, no matter how big or how small. And if I do something and it's moving me in the right direction, it doesn't matter the speed that you're going. It doesn't matter how big of an accomplishment it is. It matters that you're moving in the right direction. And if you're doing that, like that's the game right there, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Yeah. So now for the big thing that's on everybody's mind right now, workouts, the at-home workouts. So I see it on Instagram workout, the follow my 10-day at-home workout challenge, whatever you want to call it.
If I have to see another jump squat, push-up, burpee, I'm going to scream.
Yeah. So talk to me. Let's start off first. Like, what are you seeing on social media and what is like concerning to you about Lookout?
Oh, just everybody throwing random exercises together, random plyometrics together. Just nothing specified for a person. Just everybody's a coach now or trainer or whatnot, and follow my workout, follow this plan, lose weight, do this. And I'll go, first of all, form a lot of times I'm noticing is awful. I'm like, oh God, that is what you call a lunge? Please. Oh gosh, your poor knees. So that is really concerning to me, form being awful. It's messy. It's disorganized, messy, oversaturated, no plan to a lot of these quote unquote trainers or fitness people to it. And very generic of, okay, we're going to do 50 burpees, 12 step ups, 50 more burpees, 50. It's like they're pulling numbers and exercises out of the clear blue sky.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my biggest thing right now is I think people are starting to, hopefully at least, people are starting to understand that, like, backtrack a couple years ago, you know, if you were a good trainer, it's because you put together these, like, really good workouts. People came to you because you got people results with, like, your great workouts, you know. Like, it was all about the workout. And I think what people are starting to see now is it's not so much about the workout as it is about the coach and their ability to help you. Because I think right now this is an interesting time for gym owners and fitness people and trainers. And but I think what it's really what's really being shown here is the difference between a good trainer and a great trainer. And what I mean by that is just like a good trainer right now, they're putting out some bodyweight workouts on their Instagram or something. And they're just, like you said, maybe throwing some numbers together. They're trying to put workouts out that you can find anywhere around right now. Like there's only so many variations of air squats and push-ups that you can do before it's the same thing. But what's really shining through right now is a great trainer's ability to connect with their clients, ask them how they're doing, help them through this time when there's a lot of uncertainty and things of that nature. And what you'll find is that those people just have had good workouts all along. Like their workouts aren't anything crazy. Maybe they are. Like I write great workouts, don't get me wrong, but that's not what is actually my best ability, you know?
Right. I agree 100% wholeheartedly with that. Also, you posted that thing about the pull-up, you know, the towel on there. First of all, those are no joke. I tried them. Those are awesome. So anybody who's listening, if you haven't, go to Mitch's page and look at the pull-up variation. If you don't have a pull-up bar, amazing. I think it's also that, like a lot of people, you are a fantastic coach. I know that firsthand. Is what can you do? Because I've had people reach out to me and be like, I only have a band and I only have this. And it's like, okay, well, there's a lot. We can work with that. And it's having that knowledge and that creativity to be able to get your clients good workouts with what they have and still following the basics, you know, your push, your pull, your hinge, you know, your rotation, your carry. Okay. You know, you don't have this, what can we improvise with? And I think that is also separating people from good and bad because sure. Okay. I saw people, you know, deadlifting their couches on Instagram or soup cans or whatnot. You don't need to do that. We know there's a ton of different things that we can do. So just the good trainers know that, or they seek it out to learn that, to teach their clients. And I think that that's a big thing that you're going to also see on social media right now.
Yeah. I think the thing that people are, and I'm trying to be careful of how I say this. You don't need any equipment to stay fit or to get fit. You don't need any equipment to actually get a great workout. and you really don't need anything other than your body. And 100%. I think what's happening is people are being stripped of all their tools that they're used to using, of like the barbell, the Smith machine, the, you know, like all these different things. And what's happening is that they didn't establish the basics before going to those things. So now they're having trouble trying to figure out, man, I don't know what to do. Well, now people like us who have established the basics of, like, you know, are you working on anti-rotation? Are you working on single leg balance? Are you working on single arm push? Like, these types of things are starting to come through. And now when we write workouts for at home, we can make a bodyweight workout so incredibly challenging that people are like, how do you put that together? Like, well, right. We just know the basics. Like, it's nothing fancy, you know? No. But when you're forced to be creative, and when you're forced to bring out things that, like, show your expertise on a basics level, I think that's what's really being shown right now, is because people don't have those basics. So that kind of, like, brings me to my, like, next thought of, like, the workout thing is, you know, I think on one hand, we could get really, like, nitpicky about the workouts that we're doing, and we could try and, you know, say, oh, you should go follow this page or that page, or you should hire me for programming or whatever. But I want to kind of reel it back and just, like, give praise where it's due, of, like, if you're moving right now in this time, like, if you're doing anything, like, you're doing it. That's like, that's the win.
Big time. And if you're getting your family involved, bonus points. Like, I see so many parents right now that, you know, their kids are home from school. They can't leave, and they're doing at home gym classes, and you are teaching your kids such a valuable foundation right now. It's beautiful. And give yourself some credit. That's incredible. I don't even care if you move for 10 minutes doing, you know, anything, give yourself some credit.
Yeah. It goes back to, you know, it's not about what we can't do. It's about what we can do. And it's like, I can stretch right now. A lot of people don't stretch. They do an hour and a half long workout of deadlifting and all this stuff, but then they don't stretch. It's like, well, now's the perfect time to do that. You know, a lot of people don't do the basic things like push-ups well, hollow holds well, air squats well. And then, you know, they come around and they're like, well, I don't know why I can't back squat heavy weight or whatever. Like, well, work on your mobility right now. Work on just getting outside and going for a jog and increasing your aerobic capacity. Like, there's these little things that we can be doing. And if you're doing anything along those lines,
beautiful,
you're doing great. So,
so what are you working on, actually? Can I ask that? What little skill are you working on?
Yeah. I myself am trying to run more, because I'm not much of a runner, and I am actually enjoying it now because of getting outside, getting the mental break, like, just, like, focusing my attention on something other than a television screen or a phone or something, you know? And then, I mean, outside of that, it's really just keeping myself moving with an intention. Like, I'm utilizing what I can. I'm blessed. My mom has a little workout room off to the side in one of our bedrooms, and I've gathered equipment from, like, my cousin. Like, I've just pulled different pieces of equipment together over the past, like, decade, and never really used it. And then all of a sudden I have, like, a full at home gym now that I can do so much with. And so really for me, it's just getting creative, trying to feed my clients new ideas of ways to keeping them entertained. And then, you know, just, like, making sure I'm doing the basics, squatting, pressing, pushing, pulling, stabilizing, like, all those kind of things. Like, if I'm doing that, the numbers or the, you know, that kind of stuff is not really the big focus. So it's more of using my body for the gift that it is, and just being able to express what I can do with it. So that's pretty much it. But how about you? Awesome. What are you working on?
So I recently last fall, I ran a half, and I got done with that. I was like, I'm never running again. But that's a lie. So definitely getting back into running. Another thing I'm also very lucky that I have a garage gym. I built it up. I love kettlebells, work out with kettlebells a lot. So really brushing up on my kettlebell skills of the Turkish get up and the kettlebell snatch, two very complex movements, two very messy movements for me. Also working on my rotational movements, I've really noticed that I was lacking on those. So just throwing those back in the mix, and always more mobility. I always need more. So really taking the time to, you know, get out my foam roller, do my soft tissue work, and open my hips up, and giving myself some grace too. Like we all talked about, for 5 years now, we were so used to, you know, never missing a workout, going hard, and listening to my body that if some days all I do is go for a walk with my dog, and that's okay. Giving myself that because my body is under stress right now. So respecting that, listening to that, and honoring that.
I think, and going back to, like, you know, we threw out some questions for people if they wanted to give us some stuff to talk about. I think the one about, like, unrealistic expectations was just like, yes, like it's not okay to take a break. You got to stay on your nutrition game, this and that, blah, blah, blah. No, the heck you don't. Like we were saying before this call, like, you know, for myself, like the past 5 years, I've every single week, week in, week out, I wake up at 4:30 a.m. I go and coach classes. I go and do personal training sessions. I work out like 5 times a week, like hit it hard, hit it hard, hit it hard, hit it hard. No stopping. I think maybe in the past 5 years, I've taken like 2 weeks like off. And I do the quotation things because I still worked out at home. I still like did, like I had focus on fitness and diet and stuff. But I think if we get too caught up in, again, what society tells us we have to do, which is now I have to scramble and get some at-home workouts together and I have to still eat healthy with what I got, all this stuff. No, you don't. Right now, you might need that rest more than anybody else in this world. Like myself, I'm sleeping in every day. I'm getting my 8 hours of sleep. I'm not setting any alarms. I'm taking every single day as an opportunity to rest, because I know if I do that now, when we go back to normal schedule, I'll feel so much better than if I just kept trying to grind right now. Because now is not the grind time. Now it's like rest and like recover and just like take it easy, you know?
Yeah, I think now should be the time that we exercise our brain more. You know, like you said, reading, listening to a podcast, learning something new, getting a new skill under your belt. You know, so many people you said are talking about nutrition or whatnot. Instead of focusing on that, maybe you want to learn a new recipe, or you want to learn how to bake a cake, or you want to do something. Exercising our brain more than our body right now, I feel like, is important. And exercising our brain, not in the way of diving in and watching CNN for 4 hours a day. It's turning the TV off and maybe getting outside and, you know, learning just something new. The other thing too, like you talked about, that was your norm. Right now are not normal times. So the fact that, you know, you're expecting yourself, or society is expecting yourself, to keep your normal routine of hitting it hard with workouts and nutrition. No, nothing is normal right now. So create your new norm right now, because this is only temporary. This is only a temporary time right now. So let's try to give ourselves some rest, exercise our brains instead of pounding our bodies into the ground, because that's going to be coming before we know it. That's going to be back.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's like you said, it's temporary. We know that we're here until April 30th, at least, doing what we're doing now. So it's, you know, don't waste the opportunity that you have. And, you know, like use this time and do things that you can do. Like don't waste this time trying to, you know, do something crazy or like trying to be the same as you were. Like now is the time to look at what can I use this time for? Like you said, maybe it's learning a new recipe. Maybe it's continuing your education, doing something different. Like, but looking at the opportunity that comes from this situation, because I think that's something that was scary for me at first, was like, well, I'm not in control of the situation. I don't know what's going to happen on the other end of this. I don't know if we're going to be in lockdown or whatever. And like, it's okay to like ration through that thought process, but at a certain moment you have to grab it and say, you know what, like, I'm not in control of the bigger picture right now, of like, you know, when we have jobs again and all this stuff, but I am in control of my day-to-day operations, of what I'm in control of that I can do. And so it's really taking that time to say, you know what, I'm not going to let this moment be wasted. I mean, Tiger King's awesome and it's funny, but like, you know, like, what else could we be doing? You know, I think that's the thing that I just encourage everybody on this to, you know, sit down and think, like, in 5 weeks or whatever, if we, you know, if you're sitting there at your chair or at your desk or whatever, and you think back and you're like, man, we just had 4 weeks of like complete downtime and I didn't do anything. How's that going to make you feel? You know?
Mm-mm. Yeah. You know, we moved into this house almost 2 years ago. And if you would have told me doing yard work even 4 weeks ago, I would have said, I'd rather be punched in the face than be in the yard and do yard work. I hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. But now, you know, now I have more time. So I got out in my yard and I was doing stuff. And I realized that was my first time in 2 years that I had been in my yard and I was looking at things and, oh, what is this bush? Or what is this? Oh, look at this flower. In 2 years, I've lived in this house and I've never took the time to be outside in my own yard for an extended period of time to notice the stuff or notice this beautiful space that I live in. And I felt grateful in that moment. And that was another thing. I was talking to a client whose husband is in the medical field. And she was saying, you know, I feel guilty because a lot of my friends are saying, I'm so grateful to have this time with my husband, with my children, with dad. She's like, I don't feel that. And I said, it's okay. And I think you're going to go through ebbs and flows and you're going to have days where you're like, oh, I feel so grateful for this slowdown. And then you're going to go through days where you're feeling angry. You're feeling, you know, cooped up. You're feeling what, that's all normal. So also during this time that we're talking about being productive and being whatnot, but also recognizing ebbs and flows are going to happen. It's just, how do we get out of that? And what can we do? And we talked about this in the beginning, you know, reaching out to a friend, going out for a walk, doing this and that. Number one thing I told her, I said, well, you talking about it out loud, vocalizing, inventing it to me, amazing. That was your first step saying, I don't feel grateful. I feel stressed and I feel scared because my husband's not here. He's in the medical field. Good. Talk to a friend about that. If you aren't feeling grateful, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling that, there's a ton of people. You are not alone in this. I know that's the slogan that everybody is throwing out, all in this together, but we really are. This is one thing that we all have in common right now. We are all so different in our lives, in our, you know, lifestyles and our this, but we have one thing in common right now, and it is this virus. And how are we going to help each other out? How are we going to pull ourselves out of this funk? For it. So, and I know helping talking to you, like you hit the nail on the head when I posted that thing about, please trainers, stop meeting people. Like there are so many different ways to do it. People online, please stop pressuring people to lose weight or worry about that. And you messaged me right away and you were like, yeah, we have something way bigger. And now we're putting on more unnecessary stress. And I was like, oh my God, he gets it.
Yeah. Like I said, we're the same person. We're just different, but we think the same way. It's just, like, that's what, at the end of the day, we're all human. We aren't some like Instagram model or something. Like we're people. We have lives. We have feelings. We have, like I said yesterday, like I felt really anxious and really like, ugh, like I don't feel good right now. 2 hours later, I was sitting here in my chair looking at my room saying, I'm so thankful to be in a house right now. Like we're going through all these different feelings and we're on a big roller coaster of emotions right now. And it's okay. like you said, you know, we're all here for each other. We're all here to help each other. We all need each other. And I think being vulnerable and being real with people is the best way to get through this time for all of us, not just for you know, some people or whatever. It's like we all have things that we're struggling with. So we're all going to need people in our corner. But all right, to wrap this up, I want to play a little quick, like, hot shot game, just asking you some rapid fire questions. So what has been your favorite meal that you've had since being on lockdown?
Pizza.
Did you make it or did you order it?
We made it. So I had dough in my freezer. So made that, threw on some artichokes, threw on some pepperoni, like four different cheeses, a pesto. So yeah, pizza.
Nice. If you had one movement that you wanted every single person listening to this episode to do at some point in time during their quarantine, what would it be?
Ooh, a kettlebell swing. But I know a lot of people don't have a kettlebell swing, so a proper push-up. That C10 Senten, I saw really bad push-ups out there. So learning a proper push-up.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that heavily. Saw so many. I was like, that's not a push-up, but it's okay. It's not, but it's okay. What is something that you want to accomplish before April 30th?
Before April 30th. Ooh, that's a good question. I want to finish my nutrition course that I am taking. I'm taking it through NSCF. And I have been taking that now for a few months, and I want to finish that.
Awesome. Have you read any books or any like blogs or anything like that that have like stood out to you that you feel like would be a good recommendation for people?
Well, I was actually reading a financial book, and it was I Will Teach You to Be Rich. But I don't know right now if that's a good book for people who are having financial stress right now, because a lot of it, you know, was just about investing and saving and whatnot. So I'm still finishing that because I started it and I was like, okay, if you start this, got to finish it. That was one of my rules I implemented in 2020, start a book, got to finish it. So I'm on a search for a book. So I'm open to suggestions if anybody has any.
Definitely. And last but not least, if you had a 30-second segment on every news channel out there in the world, like CNN, MSNBC, all that, and at the same time, for 30 seconds, you got to broadcast a message out to the world, what would it be?
It would be stay home. We are not being asked to go to war. We are asked to sit in our house. Please stay home. Social distancing doesn't mean going and meeting your friends. It means the people that you live with, that is who you stay with. There are nurses, and everybody knows somebody in the medical field, even if it's your neighbor or 3 degrees removed from you, everybody knows somebody in the medical field. Please stay home. My fiance needs that. Your grandparents need that. Your parents, your neighbors, your best friend, your aunt, your uncle, whoever, mankind needs you to social distance. So please take this seriously and do your part and sit on your butt and stay home. Or you don't have to sit on your butt. Do something, but just stay home.
Awesome. All right, Mary, any final thoughts or anything like that before we wrap up?
No, everybody, just remember, we're all in this together. If you need anybody to talk to, I know Mitch is fantastic, and he is so down to earth with an opening ear. Same thing with me. We're all in this together. You're not alone. We're not in this alone, and remember that.
Y'all, that was the conclusion of the episode. Hope you guys loved it, and I know I had a blast. Mary's awesome, and we always have a good time having some conversations. So if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. Make sure that you leave an awesome review for us. It just helps with ratings and everything. And check us all out on Instagram. I'll make sure that I tag all of our handles in the descriptions. If you don't follow us, check us out. And on that note, Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you later.